The main program we're working on now is inputs and technical assistance for the spring planting season, which is actually starting very soon. It'll cover March and most of April. We're also already starting work in preparation for the summer August planting season. And we have a large team working on the ground on longer term planning, development of the post-disaster needs assessment.
How can the next harvest be ensured then? And what are the best conditions for a good harvest in the next 3 or 4 months?
Well, Haiti has a deficit in food production. It had a major deficit in food production even before the crisis. I don't think we can achieve an ideal situation under the best of circumstances. We can improve the situation. And we're working very hard to get as many high-quality seeds from local producers into the market as quickly as possible. But our forecast now is that we will still fall short of what we would need. Our main problem is that we will be short of funding at the moment. We have been, as you know, making this point strongly over the last month. We are seeing some movement out from major donors, for which we're very grateful. But at the same time, it's very late in the game, as we've said all along. This funding was needed over a month ago to buy seeds for planting now in March. We're hoping for one large grant to be received from the Emergency Response Fund in Haiti, but that will probably be all we can implement for the March season.
How have you been able to assess the needs? Is it the urban areas, the peri-urban, or again, the rural areas?
Well, FAO has been working with a number of partners, especially with WFP, of course, to carry out several different levels of assessment. We just completed an emergency food security assessment in partnership with WFP, which is a standard tool we use in these situations. The results of that have just come out, and there is, as could be expected, a very substantial food security gap that needs to be met. There has also been an EMMA assessment carried out by a number of partner agencies. This looks at markets. We are also in the middle of carrying out a post-disaster needs assessment together with a huge range of international partners, which will lay the basis for the long-term planning exercise, long-term reconstruction of Haiti.
You're back to comfortable Europe. What is your message? What have you seen? What have you gone through?
We need to keep a focus on Haiti. It was already one of the poorest countries in the world before the earthquake. Reconstruction will take a very, very long time. We're already seeing other crises around the world that also need attention, like Chile. But let's not forget that Haiti is a disastrous situation and will take a concerted effort for many years to come.